Hey, gang, one of the biggest issues of the upcoming election is going to be health freedoms. I mean, Big Pharma's gotten away with some pretty criminal acts for decades, but 2020 exposed their corruption for all to see. Since then, courageous patriots have been fighting fiercely back. And despite the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, it's also known as the PREP Act, which lends these insane protections to giant pharmaceutical companies, conservative states and groups are really stepping up and demanding change. A wonderful organization, Moms for America, just filed a challenge to the constitutionality of the PREP Act, and five states are in the process of suing Pfizer for their rush jab and the lack of disclosure about the side effects. Today, I'm joined by my good friend and sponsor, Dr. Sarah Doyle, to discuss how Americans can take control of their health and prevent pharmaceutical giants from profiting off of national health disasters. She's doing this every single day. She's on the front lines of advancing health freedom, and you could join her by clicking on that link in the description below. So, Dr. Sarah, good to see you again. Welcome back.
Hi, Dr. Steve. Great to see you again, as always.
Great to see you. You still hanging out with our Turley Talkers once a week, I think it was, or some live live event you guys have every week?
Turley Tuesday. You know it.
Turley Tuesday. That's it. I love it. I got to come. I'm telling you, we got to set up a time where I'm going to crash that little gathering of you guys. I'm going to have some fun with you all.
Oh, my God. They would die. They would love that.
All right. We got to do that. Let's make a date and let's do that, because that'll be fun. Well, let's get into a little more serious stuff here. I mean, I know you got insight into this with your experience in healthcare during COVID. Let's get really practical. What changes do you think just regular Americans, good conservative patriots, can do right now to hold Big Pharma accountable for their actions?
Okay, well, it sounds cliche, but Google your local representatives and start there.
Yeah,
the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Yep, and yep. If our elected officials don't have awareness, then they're not going to move. And the more you poke a bear, hopefully he'll wake up.
Right.
I have a dear friend of mine, Dr. Alejandro Badia. He wrote a book called Healthcare from the Trenches, and he has a Facebook group called Healthcare from the Trenches, and he does podcasts, radio shows. He brings politicians onto his shows. That's like his inner, his battle. Besides providing excellent care as a world-renowned surgeon, is really trying to do everything we can at the, working with politicians to let them know what it's really like for us to take care of people and what are some, actionable steps we can take. So, if you're out there, you have a podcast, invite some politicians in, give them a chance, use your voice, because podcasts, as have a great way of reaching people.
I know this is very personal for you. How have you personally seen the corruption of Big Pharma? I'm thinking particularly of how it's affected your patients.
Oh, yeah. I see adverse drug reactions all the time, or adverse events. From the vaccine alone, it seems to hit women. I thought maybe it was just women coming to me more often with like nerve damage, autoimmune things that popped up. Eczema, rashes, hives. But I had a gentleman come into my clinic. He is a Cirque du Soleil type performer, and he has to be shirtless for some of the acts, and he's covered in white spots. Wow. And it's really hard for him. Okay, but even more so, I have a photograph that I keep in my condo. It is a city landscape of Miami back in 2020. And that's about when I arrived here. And it came from, she was an acquaintance, like a friend of a friend. Her husband took the vaccine and he contracted COVID shortly after.
Yeah.
And, ended up in the ICU, ended up having a massive stroke and passing away.
Oh my.
So, yeah. So when she packed up to go back to her family in Pittsburgh, me and another girlfriend, we were helping her pack things away. And she's like, look, I don't even want to look at this. And I was like, I'll take it. And I keep it in my view. And I look at it because I don't want him to be forgotten, because there's other people like that. You know, I had coworkers. I'm sure everybody has coworkers. Right. And men in their 40s died in their sleep mysteriously, and they leave behind families. Right. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also alluded to sort of the gender distinction. I'm curious on the nature of the pharmaceutical industry when all said and done. So have you noticed a difference between men and women when it comes to who's more negatively affected by the pharmaceutical industry?
I think in general, with disease pathology, women are a lot more susceptible to autoimmune diseases, and it's because of the hormones, we think. Additionally, it's the women who tend to seek help first. So it's hard to really capture an accurate statistic. The other thing is a lot of the research is done on men and male symptoms, like heart disease. Presents differently in men and women. And, a woman can have a heartburn and that can be her heart attack, and she doesn't come to the ER till too late. That's something that, it's hard to look out for. So as a practitioner, I have to really pay attention to the nuances. The best thing I can do is spend time listening to their history, because they live in their body, and I have to pick up any little nuance that just sounds like a red flag. And sometimes that can be the determining factor of our plan of care and what we decide to do.
I like that term. We all live in our bodies. We are embodied beings, aren't we? That's wonderful. Now, what do you offer for women in particular, I'm thinking of, who are tired of being sick and tired and want to take control of their own health? And we really want to embrace the advantages of health freedom.
Absolutely. So I came from hospital background, and that trained me in interdisciplinary communication. So every time I saw a patient, I documented the lung doctor, kidney doctor, heart doctor, social worker, nurses, everybody could read everybody's notes. So it taught me how to really work. I don't want to say that I function as an internist, but kind of. Like I have the experience to coordinate care among practitioners. So when somebody comes to me, I have my specialty, I help them. And then, if there's other things, other referrals that need to be placed, that, that's definitely an advantage that I have over other functional medicine practitioners. And then when I was studying functional medicine, everything was so cool. Like, I studied immunology, and I was like, oh, wow, I can help people with MCAS and autoimmune. And then, I studied stomach stuff, and I was like, oh, wow, those are it's really tricky to find a practitioner. And then I studied endocrinology, and that's like the hardest. They save that for last. And that's our hormones, our thyroid, our estrogen, our progesterone, our testosterone, our cortisol. What our kidneys, how our kidneys talk to our adrenal glands, and how our pituitary talks to everything. And, my niche found me, and it's because women in this country, they go to a gynecologist, they have a certain set of symptoms, and this specialty is ill-equipped. The medical schools have very little education on menopause and how to treat women. And that is huge. And women spend half their life in menopause. And so that was a huge opportunity. I looked at that. Women suffer from, like, one of the top causes of infertility is something called PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And the doctors just put them on birth control. And the reality is it's a insulin resistant type disease. So it's kind of like in the diabetes type family. Mm-hmm. It's poorly managed, and it contributes to infertility for a lot of women. Breast cancer prevention. A regular doctor, when they do blood work, they don't check for downstream metabolites of estrogens, that the ones that cause cancers, the ones that are implicated in inflammatory diseases. That's one of the things that I do. I test estrogen, I test progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, but then I also test the enzymes and their metabolites. So that lets us look at the whole person and how it's interacting. I also test the thyroid and heavy metals, because those are also some things that can affect how a woman operates. And then finally, I test the brain chemistry, as you know. You know, I've spoken about this on previous podcasts. So I actually saw a podcast. It was Andrew Huberman. He was interviewing another MD, Mary Claire Haver. She does BHRT and she does blood work out of Galveston, Texas. She wrote the Galveston diet. She's probably like the conventional form of me. Yeah. So, but I was delighted to see that she and Andrew Huberman discussed the interrelation between brain chemistry and hormones. Mm-hmm. So mainstream medicine doesn't address this, that when, you know, women go through their second puberty, they go through menopause and their hormones are fluctuating and the brain doesn't like that. And so the brain hormone, the brain chemicals start fluctuating too. And it's like a woman feels crazy. It's like literally going through puberty again.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'll go to the doctor, she gets dismissed, or the rates of antidepressants being prescribed go up exponentially. The amount of Xanax that's given to people as a Band-Aid, it's terrible. When you can just test everything, look at the root cause, and we can work it out. And that's how I help women long term. And I think that's, it's a holistic approach.
Yes.
I don't know many people looking at brain, thyroid, toxins, and hormones and cortisol all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the wave of the future. This holistic approach where you take all the specialization, bring it together in a beautiful harmony. I know that's the way the ancient Greeks used to do it. They had that term harmonia as a cosmic term, and they wanted to, you know, they use baths, right? What do they call it? Hydrotherapy and the like, and relaxation and exercise is this way of coming into this harmonious relationship with your surroundings and the like. So it's just neat how we're kind of going back to the future, as it were. It's a very, very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. They were cold plunging way before it was a thing, huh?
Right. There was cold plunging way before it was a thing. That's Pythagoras was cold plunging when it was cool, before it was cool, I guess. That's right. Yeah. That's awesome. Sarah, I always love chatting with you on it. Gang, the momentum is building. Big Pharma's corruption will be their downfall. Don't worry. That's just the law of the universe. So protect your health and your health freedom by getting your body back into peak health with Dr. Sarah Doyle's one-on-one expert help. She's absolutely amazing. As you hear, we have so many Turley Talkers who just love meeting with her every week. Click on that link below and book a call directly with Dr. Sarah today. And maybe I'll even crash one of your online meetings. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes. I would love that.
Thanks so much, Dr. Sarah. Great seeing you again.
Absolutely. Be well. God bless everybody.
God bless.